This is Radio Truth, a series of commentaries by Dr. Michael Parenti. Michael Parenti is an activist and internationally known award-winning author and scholar. His recent books include The Assassination of Julius Caesar and Super Patriotism. His latest book, The Culture Struggle, will be released in November 2005. For further information, please visit his website, michaelparenti.org.
Support our troops. Cut their benefits. If patriotism means supporting our troops, as the people in the White House keep telling us, then no one's more hypocritical, no one's more lacking in patriotism than our present rulers. In 2003-04, hundreds of U.S. troops who had been wounded in Iraq were warehoused for months at places like Fort Stewart, Georgia, in hot, dirty, overcrowded cement barracks waiting for medical treatment. They had to hobble across the sand to use the bathroom and had to pay for their toilet paper. And only after protests from the U.S. Senate did the White House stop charging wounded soldiers $8 a day for their hospital meals. Many of the badly wounded reported that they were seeing their pay and health benefits severely reduced now that they were no longer fit for active duty. You see, once you're no longer useful to the empire treats you like it treats anyone else, just as garbage. More than 200,000 veterans of earlier wars have had to wait 6 months or longer for their first appointment with the Veterans Administration. Thousands have waited years to get into overcrowded and understaffed VA hospitals to receive disability assistance, often unable to pay their own living expenses in civilian life. It's not surprising that such a large portion of the homeless vets of past wars need help, and some of them are with serious mental and physical disabilities. In February 2002, at the very time he was sending thousands of troops to fight in Afghanistan, George W. Bush proposed tripling the cost of medications to needy veterans. In 2003, his administration announced it was cutting off access to its health care system for approximately 164,000 veterans, and it was slicing out $1.5 billion in military housing and medical facility funding. In his 2004 budget, Bush slashed $2 billion from the VA's already insufficient funds. The Bush administration even ordered officials to stop publicizing health benefits available to veterans. While praising the National Guard and reservists for serving in Iraq, George Bush opposed a proposal to allow them access to the Pentagon's health insurance system. One of the things that the money bags in the White House and their friends in corporate America like about war is its huge financial cost. The more taxpayers' money spent on war contracts, the more plentiful are the profits. Many supplies and services, including those relating to food and housing, things that were traditionally performed by soldiers, have been handed over to private contractors such as Kellogg, Brown, and Root, a Halliburton subsidiary. The result now is that U.S. troops in Iraq endured months of poor living conditions, awful food, and low-performing equipment. In 2003, a report by the Congressional Budget Office revealed that only about $2.5 billion of the $4 billion expended monthly on the Iraq War could be accounted for by the White House and the Pentagon. President Bush hypocritically heaps praise upon our men and women serving in Iraq. The truth is, he's doing everything he can to undermine them at home. So while we may continue to oppose the Iraq War and any such wars against other countries, we also should show regard for the human beings who are being used and abused in this war by the White House. This is Michael Parenti for Radio Truth.
This commentary was produced by the LA Sound Posse and may be freely copied and distributed. You can find us on the web at lasoundposse.org. The music was Flute Medicine by Synth.